Well, howdy everyone, and good morning. Thanks for joining me again as we continue to read through Scripture and the book of Romans. This morning, we are at Romans chapter 13. And if you recall here, as Paul has been writing this epistle to the church in Rome, he's been laying out the wonderful doctrine of justification by faith alone, in Christ alone. And he has been laying that out, talking about God's holiness, talking about God's right and just wrath against sin and sinners and wickedness, but talking about then the true salvation that is in Christ alone and is by faith in Christ alone. And so as he concluded chapter 11, he broke out in doxological praise, right? And saying in verse 36 of chapter 11, "For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." And in chapter 12, he then says, "Now therefore, considering all of these wonderful doctrinal truths, therefore, this is how we must live." And so he exhorts us to be living sacrifices to God. He exhorts us to serve God in the church with all the spiritual gifts that he has given us, even as we have different gifts and are members of this one body in Christ. But he also exhorts us, beginning in verse 9 of chapter 12, to behave like Christians regarding our love, and letting love be without hypocrisy. For example, in verse 9, be kindly affectionate to one another with brotherly love, verse 10. Verse 14, bless those who persecute you, bless and do not curse, he says. And then in verse 20, he closes the chapter by saying that if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, verse 21. But overcome evil with good. And so he continues then in chapter 13 in talking about our submission to the authorities that are ruling over us, and also putting on Christ towards the end of the chapter. So let's dive in and let's glean and feed on these wonderful truths today. Hear now the very word of God written for you and for me today. Let every soul be subject to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. Therefore, whoever resists the authority resists the ordinance of God, and those who resist will bring judgment on themselves. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to evil. Do you want to be unafraid of the authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For he is God's minister to you for good. But if you do evil, be afraid. For he does not bear the sword in vain. For he is God's minister, an avenger to execute wrath on him who practices evil. Therefore you must be subject, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this you also pay taxes, for they are God's ministers attending continually to this very thing. Render therefore to all their due, taxes to whom taxes are due, customs to whom customs, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no one anything except to love one another, for he who loves one another has fulfilled the law. For the commandments, you shall not commit adultery, you shall not murder, you shall not steal, you shall not bear false witness, you shall not covet, and if there is any other commandment, are all summed up in this saying, namely, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. Love does no harm to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfillment of the law. And do this, knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now our salvation is nearer than when we first believed. The night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness, and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly, as in the day, not in revelry and drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ, and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lusts. Amen. Praise God for the reading of His Word, and may He continue to add His blessing to the reading of His Word to us, even as we consider it throughout the day. God bless you. I hope you'll join me next time as we read through Romans chapter 14. Take care.